Ah bon? Good morning, everybody. coming Sedra this week is Sedra Yisrael, and it begins with the words Vayishma Yisrael. Vayishma Yisrael. What does Vayishma mean? How does everybody translate? And he heard. Yisrael heard. Yisrael heard. Heard what? The rest of the pasuk explains. He heard what happened with regards to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rashi says he heard about the splitting of the Red Sea. Chris Yamsu heard about last week, the Lachamud Amalek, and later fills in, he also heard about the Mun and the Be'er, different things that he heard. So that's the usual translation by Yishma Yisrael. Now, the question is, why does it single out by Yishma Yisrael, when in fact, lots of other people, most other people in the world at that time, at least in that part of the world, heard the exact same thing the Yisro heard? How do I know? Because it said in Oz Yosher, we read this Per Shabbos, and we said this morning, we say every morning, Shomu Amim Yergozum, Chilacha Zoshre. Everybody heard about it. Everybody knew about it. It wasn't a secret. The fact that the Bnei Yisro were redeemed from Mitzrayim and under a tremendous nace of Kriyas Yamsuf, this wasn't something special. Just Yisro heard. Someone whispered it to Yisro's ear. You hear about that? No, everybody knew about it. Yet Yisro came and decided, according to Chazal, to join the Jewish people and so on. The question is, I mean, what did he hear that nobody else heard? Everyone heard about it. In fact, I'll tell you something interesting. In the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, the Navi describes that Yehoshua sent two spies. Remember, we actually read this. It's the Haftorah of Parsha Shlach. Yehoshua sent two spies to the city of Yericho. That's the first city that we're going to conquer on the coming Eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua sent spies to Yericho. And they meet up with a woman by the name of Rachav, who hides them. You may remember the story, right? She hid them and she let them out, this, you know, down some rope around the side of the wall. Okay. And Rachav describes the woman living in Yericho. She said, we all heard, the people in Yericho, we all heard about how your God split the Red Sea when you came out of Egypt. We heard how he conquered the nations of Og and Sichon, right on the other side of the Jordan River. And therefore, I realize, and some many assume that she converted at that point, but we realize that he's a God and he's powerful and we're all frightened. I want you to pause for a second and think about what's going on in that pasuk. To tell us that Rachav and the people of Yericho heard about the conquest of Sichon or Og, the destruction of their nations and taking over their nations, that's something that just happened. And it happened right nearby. Right, Yericho, those who've been there, you know where Yericho is, right in the big, on the, you know, right at the side of the Jordan River. We drive past it today. And the kingdoms of Sichon and Og are right on the other side of the river. And it's just happened, it's, you know, a short while earlier. So I understand that that made the news in the ancient world, in the world at that time. So to say we all heard, all of us here living in Yericho, heard about what happened with Sichon and Og, you know, the Amori kings, okay, it just happened. But this was 40 years after Kriyas Yamsuf, 40 years later, there were no YouTube videos showing what it looked like. There were no pictures. There were no, you know, people showing, here, look what happened, the waters parted. And yet, 40 years later, this was still something that people talked about. Not Jews, people in Yericho, they weren't there. But everybody heard about it. That's what it says. Shomu Amim Yergozum. Even 40 years later, in the age of 40 years, a long time. Think back, you know, what happened 40 years ago now. You know, it's almost ancient history. And certainly in that time, when you didn't have records, like I said, and you can't just look back, you know, on some kind of a YouTube video and see what it was. And yet people still talked about it. So even then, Shomu Amim Yergozum, we heard about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So it's an unbelievable thing. So it comes back to our question. What's unique about Yisro? Vayishma Yisro, Shkach, he heard about it, so did everybody else. Understand the question? I'd like to think for a second about what the word Vayishma means. We'll look at a quick halacha. We say every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Kenna Shacha, the beginning of Kriyashma. What does Shema mean in that pasuk? Usually it's translated what? Hear, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, something like that. Right, Hashem is one, the one and only. Right, Shema Yisrael, hear. That's interesting. If you look in the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak of Brachas, Tafid Gimel Aleph, there's actually a machlokas, and it repeats itself in the Mishnah 2 pages later on Tezvav and Aleph in Brachas. The machlokas about the following question. Do you have to say Kriya Shema in Hebrew? Or may you recite in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, or recite in any language? Probably preferable to write and say it in Hebrew, but do you have to say it in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, the way it was printed in the Chumash, right, in the Torah, the way it's written in the Torah? Or can you say it in any language? So there's one opinion in the Gemara that says you can say it in any language you want. In fact, strictly speaking, that's the halacha. You can say it in any language you want. Why? Because the word Shema means b'chol lashon shata shomea. Whatever language you hear, whatever language you understand, that's what the word Shema means. Now the other opinion says, no, the word Shema means hashma la'oznecha, hear with your ears what you say with your mouth. You have to say Shema loud enough, not loud enough to disturb the people around you, but loud enough that you can hear what you're saying. And like Mar Mishra, the same machlokas a couple pages later. So it seems that the machlokas really revolves around the question of what does the word Shema mean? What does the word mean? Does it taka mean hear? In that case, the opinion, that Tana that says, Hashma la'ozecho, you have to hear. You have to hear when you say Shema, you have to hear what you're saying. Right? You have to say it loud enough. You can't whisper. You certainly can't sight read it. Just like you read a book in English, you don't even move your lips. Right? You have to sight read it. So Shema, you have to move your lips. And even loud enough, it can be a whisper, but loud enough that you can hear yourself. That's the word Shema is understood to mean hear. But the other Tana, say, and again, that's what we don't possibly have to hear. With the Chachila, it's good to hear, but strictly speaking, the Mishnah says, if you said Shema and you didn't hear what you said, you Yotze. So the other, that Tana holds, the other Tana, the Tana we passing like that, says you Yotze even without hearing yourself. Perhaps it's better to hear yourself, it's better. But you Yotze without it. So how does he understand the word Shema then? He understands the word Shema to mean something else. It means in any language that you want. So in that case, what does the word Shema really mean according to that Tana? Not hear, but what? What? Understand. Understand. And sometimes the word hear means to understand. In fact, even in English, when you're having a conversation with somebody, you say, yeah, you know, I hear what you're saying. I hear you. What does it mean? You're telling your ears are working? What do you mean when you say, I hear you? I understand your point. I don't agree, but I hear you. I hear what you're saying. We use that in English too. Right? You don't really mean that you hear, that you can process, your auditory processing works. You mean you understand, right? So the word Shema means not only hear, but perhaps even more accurately in that context means understand. I understand. If that's the case, maybe we can now understand what the Pasuk is telling us about Yisro. Yisro heard, yes, Yisro heard the same thing everybody else heard. But he didn't just hear it. He understood it. He saw something more. He understood something more than what he just heard with his ears. Everybody heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, as we proved before. But Yisro was moved enough by it that it's got to impact my life. And therefore he returned to Moshe, and Chazal say, converted, etc. You follow? You and I can hear something with our ears and be moved by it and decide, you know, I hear this, there's something to this. There's something deeper here, there's something more here, and it's got to impact what I do. Or you can just hear it, and we have the expression in English, goes in one ear, out the other ear, right? I heard it, but it didn't really mean anything to me. I think when we assess ourselves, when the yeshiva, we're learning, we hear Devei Torah, we hear Shiurim, you know, what does it do? It's just we hear it, it goes in, yes, our ears work, I heard what he said. Or as I hear, I see something deeper, I understand it, it impacts me. And sometimes I have to even hear things that weren't said. You can look deeper. There's a story, and somebody once came, we'll finish with this, I don't keep you too long. But somebody came to the Brisker Rav, Rebbe of Soloveitchik, went to the story, I'm not sure, probably different versions of the story, went to different people, that's how I heard the story. It was a woman who needed assistance before Pesach. And she asked the Rav, Shiloh. She said, is it permissible to use milk for the Arba Kosos? She couldn't afford wine, you know. She was very poor, and wine was expensive. And so she wanted to know, can we yotze the Arba Kosos with milk? So he said, you cannot. Dinners, it has to be something with some intoxicating ability and so on. Can't use milk. And he went to the tzedakah box and so on and gave her a large sum of money. A large sum of money. Apparently, the sum of money that he gave her was much more than you needed to buy a bottle of wine for the Arba Kosos. And the Rebbe was there with him, asked, it's okay, Rebbe, but you gave a lot of money. I mean, she said she doesn't have wine. Okay, so why'd you give her so much money? So the Brisker Rav answered, if she was asking if you can use milk for the Arba Kosos, she was telling me also, not only I have no money for wine, but she's not having any meat either. She's not going to have any fleishigs either for the Seder. She doesn't have any meat for the Seder. Otherwise, she wouldn't have the question of using milk. Right? What does that show? That shows you hear something, but you look deeper, right? You hear something more than was said. She didn't ask about fleishigs. But he understood from the question about the milk that there's more to it, right? There's something else here. That's a person who understands and listens, not just hears, but even hears more than was said. Our challenge, Rabbi Osai, Vayishma Yisro, this week we read Parshas Yisro. So think about Yisro. Everybody heard the same thing. All the people in the neighborhood, all the people in that part of the world heard the same thing. But Yisro understood it, perhaps even saw and understood more than was said, and decided it's incumbent upon me to do something. When you hear something, you hear the Dvar Torah, you hear, understand deeply and understand how it can mean even more to you if you take it in and figure out, what do I do with this now that I heard it, so it doesn't go just go in one ear and out the other. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, just stay seated for one quick announcement. I guess if you take out your phone, I know that sounds...